Good evening, dear listener. Welcome tonight to Indigo International. I will take you tonight to the beautiful country of Argentina. Argentina is a big country, land of sea. We have the Andes Mountains. We have the large pampas, the beautiful mountains, and of course tango. And I will tonight show you many, many, many different songs of the tango. The capital is Buenos Aires. And let me start you off with a little song. Dear listener, those were the wonderful songs, the sounds of the tango, with which I welcome you to tonight's episode of Indigo International, in which I take you to my home country, Argentina. My name is Juan Zorreguieta Máxima, and I'm from Argentina. And on this show, I'm tonight your special guest star hosting the show to take you on a trip to Argentina. So please come with me, get into the car, let's drive on the highway to Melbourne. We take the plane, we fly to Buenos Aires, to this wonderful country, the land of sea, Andes Mountains, Pampas, Tango, the capital Buenos Aires. And there you will first hear the sounds of the street when you hear from a bar coming the sounds of Tango. beautiful. I worked for a long time at Buenos Aires International Airport as a customs officer when people come in, and I loved the job because I had a great, beautiful uniform. Made me look very, very good. I had, of course, a beautiful body. I was younger, and people saw me in the uniform, and all the heads turned. So that was also what I did like to do. One of the things we did when people, for instance, come back from abroad and they didn't have passport, then we would dance tango to see if they are really Argentinian. But anyway, maybe now you would like to walk with me through Buenos Aires. Through Buenos Aires, this beautiful city where old and modern merge in a beautiful, stylish way, because in Argentina we are known to be very stylish. Maybe you would like to see the Casa Rosado, the Red House. Maybe you would like to see the Teatro Colón, all the beautiful old buildings. And then maybe you and I can sit down on a terrace, we can have a glass of red wine, and then we can hear also, maybe, if we want to later, hear someone sing in a bar, the sensuous sounds of tango. So, dear listener, are you enjoying Buenos Aires? It's a beautiful place. It's relaxed. You and I sit there and we drink a glass of wine. I used to be a waiter a long time ago in Buenos Aires. And the nice thing about Buenos Aires is that people are so proud of how they look. They take care of themselves. They go dress up. They do make their hair all fine. I did that. I went to haircut every day because I want to look the best. We care so much about how we look, also to make the head turn. All the streets are full with women, men looking around at each other and giving each other a little wink if there is some chemistry. We have romance, we have red wine, roses. Other countries think we are a bit stuck up, but that is not true. We are just very proud to be Argentinian, and we have a right to it. We can be proud. We only need to work a little bit on our modesty. Now, before we go on, because we have to move on. I know you want to stay in Buenos Aires, darling, but we have to go. I want to show you all the beautiful places of my great country. So let's say goodbye now to Buenos Aires with this song. Oh, Yes, darling, it makes me sad too to say goodbye to Buenos Aires, but we must go to the northwest, to the Pampas, the big plains full for the agriculture. Don't go too far or you'll get into Uruguay, which is a terrible place. But the Pampas is where I take you now. The heat you can feel, not much rain, large expanses of agriculture and livestock. I used to work on the Pampas. I was a ranchero. I was on horseback driving the cattle to the market or to the fields or wherever they wanted to go. It was a very tough job all the day on horseback driving the cattle. And at night we would sit down, we would make a campfire, we would roast a big steak and maybe have a glass of wine. And then, of course, when you were with only men at the end, you would look at each other and look over the campfire into each other's eyes. And your back was cold, because at night it gets cold in the Pampas. But the fire was warm, and you'd see them longing for whoever they left behind, for maybe Buenos Aires or their loved ones. And then the only thing you could do is take each other in the arms and dance tango.
Cuántas cosas han cambiado, cuántas cosas se ha borrado, esos años que he tirado y yo he empecinado buscando el otro lado. Vuelvo a aquello que he dejado, vuelvo al barrio que ha quedado, solo y triste en un costado del tiempo que ha pasado y que nunca volverá. La murga va a cantar en este carnaval, en una esquina humilde con vestido de percal. La gente ya cambió, tu casa ya no está, y el adoquín quemado de las fogatas de San Juan. La murga se cayó, la murga ya se va, y en esa cuadra queda un recuerdo en el zaguán. Mañana yo me voy, tal vez no vuelva más, y hacia mi destino que jamás se va a cambiar. La murga va a cantar en este carnaval, en una esquina humilde con vestido de percal. La gente ya cambió, tu casa ya no está, y al adoquín quemado de la fogata de San Juan. La murga se cayó, la murga ya se va, y en esa cuadra queda un recuerdo en el zaguán. Mañana yo me voy, tal vez no vuelva más, y hacia mi destino que jamás se va a cambiar. Mañana yo me voy, tal vez no vuelva más, y hacia mi destino que jamás se va a cambiar. Mañana yo me voy, tal vez no vuelva más, y hacia mi destino que jamás se va a cambiar.
Song. Maybe now good, maybe now good time to tell you a little bit about the history of Argentina. Argentina got independencia in 1818, and then we had a civil war for a long time until 1861, which we could not agree on government, which happens a lot in countries when the people start fighting. You know, they all want to rule, and all, no one wants to be ruled, and the left and the right was a difficult time. But anyway, we survived, we became a republic. And then there was a massive immigration from Europe. I am actually a descendant of a Scottish person. It's really, really interesting. My great-great-grandfather was a McIntyre, but of course he made change his name to my name, which is my last name, Maxima, when he came to Buenos Aires. And at that time, Argentina was a wonderful country, was growing, and there was a lot of wealth. Also because Argentina is called Argentina because it is the country of silver. Many, many silver were found in Argentina a long time ago, like gold in Australia, but in Argentina it was silver. And that made the country really, really rich. Now, of course, we had more upheaval. We had, after that, also instability, the coup of 1976 when Isabel Perón, you know her from Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, was president, and then Videla came to power. I actually worked for Videla, long time as airplane pilot. It was a very good job, but later got me maybe in a bit of trouble. Anyway, it doesn't matter. That gives you a bit of background on Argentina. I know how you feel, dear listener, my dearest listener. You just want to lie there and enjoy the pampas and our time together. You want another embrace, but I want to show you so many more beautiful places in my country. Come now with me. Come to the mountains, to the Andes. The highest mountains in Argentina are in the Andes. The Andes is the longest mountain range on the continent, and it is beautiful, the high peaks, the snow, the lakes. Oh, come with me now, let's go there. I have worked in the mountains long time ago. I was a miner looking for the silver, which I told you before was a long time ago made Argentina rich, but I also tried to find some more. And of course you work with a pickaxe in the rock, and it's very, very dusty. So oftentimes I would go out and spit out the dust and then go back in to hammer away at the rock. And then I had to go out again and spit and go back in and hammer away. And of course we used not cars or planes in the mountains, we use llamas and alpacas. And that is actually when they saw me come out every time that they saw me spitting. That is why llamas and alpacas now spit. It is because I taught them to spit. I'm very sorry if you ever see a llama or an alpaca and they spit on you. I shouldn't have done it, but it was really, really dusty. So if a llama or alpaca ever spit on you, or just remember, it wasn't because I wanted to have them spit. It was just because it was really, really dusty.
Tango, qué petazo. Será natural.
Yeah.
That was a very exciting, very exciting tango. Very modern, very nice. Okay, maybe now for some news from Argentina. First, is that Argentina wants a loan from the IMF to keep the peso from sliding downwards. The peso is the currency of Argentina. And of course, we have a bit of economic trouble now and again. And we need the IMF loan to prop up the value of the peso. If the peso go down, we can export more because our products get more cheaper. But if we get cheaper, it gets more expensive for us to buy things from abroad. So it's all economics, and I don't understand. I've never been in economics. But the other story from Argentina today is much more amusing. There was half a ton of marijuana was confiscated by the police. Now, this is good news. The drugs we don't want on the streets. But the half a ton of marijuana disappeared, was gone. Nobody knew where it was. It was very funny. Now, then they did an investigation, and then the police discovered that it was gone, and people said the mice eat it. The mice, like the little mouse, you know, the gray little mouse eat the marijuana and ate half a ton of marijuana. That is so funny. Can you imagine mice eating half a ton of marijuana? So everyone in Argentina was laughing, but it turned out there wasn't mice. It was the police who took the marijuana themselves. They took it themselves and they said it was the mice. Who would ever believe in mice? Why don't you say elephant? It's much more logical. Anyway, that was a very, very... very, very, very funny story.
Un paso me voy para siempre, un paso fuerte, un paso hacia adelante. Dos pasos me voy sin mirarte, tan lejos pisé, dos pasos y ya te olvidé. Tres pasos ya son hacia el este, el sur, el oeste. Tres pasos creo mucho me parece.
¿Y cuando volverá?
Je ne reviendrai pas.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Je suis si loin déjà.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Cuatro pasos quiero acordarme, cuatro pasos ya sé. Tú me quisiste, yo te quise. Cinco pasos ya sin perderme, tanto me alejé. Cinco pasos y te perdoné. Seis pasos ya son casi siete, contar más no sé. Mil pasos y más me quedo de pie.
¿Y cuando volverá?
Je ne reviendrai pas.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Je suis si loin déjà.
¿Cuándo volverá? Un día o jamás. ¿Y cuando volverá?
Si tú no maintenant pas.
¿Cuándo volverá?
J'ai fait le premier pas.
¿Cuándo volverá?
Thank you.
always nice, very nice, sensual song with, I think it was French. Yeah, it was French singing. It's interesting. Now, let me talk to you also about Argentinian and culture, because one thing is good about Argentinians, we have great faith. There's something that binds us all Argentinians together. And it means that we have hope, we have love, we have faith. And every Sunday we come together to celebrate that faith. And we pray to him. We love him. We adore him. We want him. And his name, of course, is Messi. Messi, El Salvador, the Redeemer. He is the one that we pray for. We get down on our knees. We cheer for him. And soon he is going to play in the World Cup. He is bringing 10 or 20 other people. But not important. It is Messi. He alone can beat all the other countries. The other players of Argentine national team are in the way. I also played football for a while, but I wasn't very good. I didn't like giving headers when the ball comes high and you have to hit it with the head. It messed up my hairdo. Messi, he is not afraid of the hair. He, in fact, has an ugly beard, but he can score. And I couldn't. That's why I never made a big career in football. Also maybe because under the shower, when the men go in the showers and go naked, and there is the steam, and there is the shining bodies, and
that chanson. Your words always make so much sense. Even though they're in French, I've got no defense. I know that I'm reaching the end. The rumors keep flying around me. It's you I refuse to believe. He's right round the corner. He knows that I'm home now, and nobody calls me naive. Without him,
now let's travel together further into Argentina. I'll take you to the Terra del Fuego, the land of fire, which is a strange name because especially in winter it's like Antarctica. It can get really, really cold. It's rocky, it's barren, but in other places lots of grass and nice plants. But it is a beautiful place. It's very cold, though. I was working there for a long time as a sheep herder. I take the sheep around to the places where there was grass. But of course, in winter, when snow fell, there was not a lot of grass. And the days are very short because it's very close to the South Pole. Dark very early, almost a couple of hours of light, and then darkness. And I know I felt so lonely there with the sheep. I felt so lonely. And I was sitting there at the campfire with no one to talk to. But I would sometimes talk to the sheep. And I would then eat and think of my loved ones in Buenos Aires and in Cordoba. And still I would feel very lonely. And it would gnaw on me in there. And the sheep were looking at me. And you know how sheep can look. Sheep can look very, very, very soft and gentle. And of course, I try to fight it because it's a ridiculous idea. It's a ridiculous idea. A man should not do it. But it was cold, you have to understand. I had nothing else to do at night. It was dark. It was cold. What do I do? So the only thing I could do, of course, with the sheep was to teach them how to dance tango.
después dicen que no, que ya no se verán nunca más. Pero el misterio los arrastra al placer sin remedio, aumenta el peligro, crece la satisfacción.
It's good to explain, because I talk to you a lot about the different jobs I had in Argentina. Because maybe you now, my dear listener, you're saying, Juan, but why did you do all these jobs and why are you now in Australia? Well, I can explain. It's very simple. A is that the country of Argentina is a little bit in economic instability. I told you the peso is already at the risk of sliding, so I had to look for other opportunities. The other thing is that in my career I did so many things. I was sheepherder, miner, I was ranchero, I was waiter, I was working for customs, and other many other things. But I never discovered my passion. I was always trying to like those jobs, but I somehow didn't, even though sometimes it had a beautiful uniform or gave me great freedom to dance with sheep. But no, it wasn't me. And then at a certain time, I look deep in my heart and I was fighting it, but I knew it all along, that there was only one thing that I was really good at, and that was dancing tango with a woman, with a beautiful woman. So I know how to dance tango. So I came to Australia to teach here the faith of tango, the love of tango.
Thank you. sin dolor. Lai, la la lai, la la lai, la la lai, la la lai, la la. Lai, la la lai, la la lai, la la lai, la la lai, la la. Lai, la la lai, la la lai, la la lai, la la lai, la la. Lai, la la lai, la la lai, la la lai, la la lai, la la.
Very nice, sensual tango. Yes. Anyway, for some self promotion, because now I'm in Beechworth, I'm going to open up a nice tango studio soon. I will be hopefully getting a place on Camp Street, where all the people in Beechworth, and I know you want it. I know you want it. You want to learn the tango with me. All the men can wear beautiful black trousers and white shirt, and you don't have to button it up. You can even wear a gold chain under that to ruffle through your chest hair. The women can wear high heels of 20 inches if you want to, red shoes, red dress, look flamboyant, sensual, and sexy. And you come to my studio to listen. Do one lesson, 100 lessons, what you want. And every week I will organize a milonga, which is an Argentinian dance party where you can dance.
Thank you.
My dear listener, I'm sorry to say with this wonderful electro tango, it is time to say goodbye to Argentina. It is time to say goodbye to me. It's time for me to say goodbye to you, because it is the end of Indigo International's episode tonight on Argentina. Just to remind you, my name is Juan Zorreguieta Maxima, and I've taken you across Argentina tonight. It's been my great pleasure. You are wonderful. Yeah, you are a wonderful companion to travel with. But now we must go back to Australia, back to real life here. And of course for you, it's sad to leave Argentina behind. And for me, it's nice because I will open up my studio soon and dance tango every night. And of course, I will be one of the best dressed, best looking men in Beechworth for the coming years. But also look at the other side. Look at the other side, because for Argentina to let one of her favorite sons go is very sad. So where Australia is gaining a son, Argentina is losing one. This is a sad moment for Argentina to wave us goodbye at the airport. I see the white hankies appearing. They're all crying. They don't want me to go, but I must. It's so hard. It's really hard, but I must go. So dear listener, thank you very much for listening. And please think for a moment of this beautiful country, Argentina, across the Great Sea and across Chile, but that's not really a country, which is such a beautiful place, but also such a sad place now that I'm not there. Goodbye.
Solutions they promised to be the answer. here all the time. I love you and hope you love me.
Oh.